Welcome to WQXR's Arts File Online. It's Friday, September 10th. I'm Carrie Nolan. Brooklyn's already scorching cool factor goes up a notch this weekend when the fifth annual Brooklyn Book Festival takes over bookstores, bars, and art spaces all over the borough. This year, the literary block party lasts all weekend. More than 200 smart, multicultural writers will read their works at big-name Brooklyn institutions like the Brooklyn Academy of Music and St. Anne's Warehouse. Boris Kochka, who writes on book publishing for New York Magazine, is here to give us a preview. Good morning, Boris.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
First, Boris, give us a snapshot of what the Brooklyn Book Festival is, and maybe you can tell us what makes this one different from festivals in, say, L.A. or Miami.
Well, this festival is still growing. Miami and L.A., the two other big festivals, last through the weekend, and what they call the bookend events that are going on here, there are only a scattering of them. But I think it's sort of a trial balloon to see if they can actually make this work for an entire weekend.
Authors including Salman Rushdie, Christina Garcia, and John Ashbery are coming in from all over the country, as well as from overseas, to read at the Brooklyn Books Festival. So I guess the question is, what's so Brooklyn about it?
Well, you know, the line is, and I pretty much agree with it, that, you know, this is no more about Brooklyn than the Tribeca Film Festival is about Tribeca, which is to say that it's a little bit about Brooklyn, but it's more the mood and the people that come than necessarily the writers that you're going to see, although there are plenty of Brooklyn writers.
The publishing industry is going through a lot of changes, particularly this year. The New York is Book Country Festival had to cancel. Amazon reports it's selling more e-books than real books. Is the Brooklyn Book Festival bucking a trend, or is it just digging in its heels to preserve a tradition in New York?
Well, you can see the analogy to the music industry a little bit in that the bands that now thrive in the new sort of post-megastore music industry are the ones that perform the most, and they make their money off their gigs. I wouldn't say that writers make plenty of money off gigs, but the performance aspect is something that a lot of especially younger writers are embracing. And it really seems to work at this book festival, which has a very centralized location, many things going on at the same time, and is not just necessarily, you know, people reading breathy poetry. There are cabaret performances, there are funny people, there's a little crossover with music and TV. And books aren't always about literature. Books can be about anything. So the festival can be about anything.
Which event or author has you most excited to venture into Brooklyn this weekend?
Well, there are so many to choose from, and the problem is figuring out where exactly you want to go when. I'd be hard-pressed to miss Salman Rushdie. I love Gary Steingart, and I'm looking forward to seeing him read sort of later in the day. But sometimes it's good to have a little relief. So, you know, for example, there's a cabaret performance with Rakesh Sathal and Melvin Van Peebles, coupled with a sort of satire in the literary world with actually our very own critic, Sam Anderson. And that's going to be, I think, quite funny. And then there's a comic dialogue between Sloane Crosley and John Hodgman and Kristen Schaal, who's from The Daily Show. They're going to talk about, you know, making comedy out of daily life. And those are the kinds of things that tend to enliven a festival like this.
And certainly with people like Kristen Schaal and John Hodgman, brings it more back to Brooklyn.
Oh, yes, definitely. Brooklyn is, not to overstate it, but it is an aesthetic, and they're playing that up this year especially. One of those bookend events is going to take place at a relatively new music venue called the Bell House. There's a Rolling Stone journalist, Rob Sheffield, who wrote a book about Duran Duran. He's going to be doing a reading followed by a DJ session with plenty of dancing.
He also wrote a book that I absolutely loved called Love is a Mixtape.
Yes, and this one is sort of a prequel to that. And many people think it's actually a little bit better. So we'll see.
Well, thanks a lot for being here, Boris.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to it.
Boris Kochka is a contributing editor at New York Magazine. He covers the publishing industry. And that's today's Arts File Online from Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.